The Democrats are trying to steal the election. They're trying to create a Democratic coup. They're trying to effectively carry out a coup. I gotta fix my hair as I'm doing this. They're trying to carry out a coup via elections. It's a Democratic coup. We've heard about democratic socialism. It's not as bad. Everyone likes it. It is what the people want. No, it's just really socialism, and so is this. This is just really a coup. It's a Democratic coup, and the Democrats are trying to steal a lot of these different elections right now. As of recording this, there are a lot of states up for grab. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, in my opinion, Arizona still. And every single one of these, Atlanta, North Carolina, I don't know why I'm kind of saying it like how Trump talks like this sometimes or whatever he says. Man, I cannot do a Trump impression. It's terrible. They're trying to steal every single one of these. And I'm going to go through some examples and give you some data analytics insights just to prove to you how insane this is. And then we need to rise up, guys. I mean, if this isn't the time to stand, I don't know when is, but we will talk about that. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, for being here. And after this craziness, man, I'm exhausted. I don't know about you, but been up, been thinking, been watching all the stuff. There's a lot to think about and a lot to do. Just like we talked about in our Michael Scott episode, depending on how this goes, we're going to be busy not wasting our time, redeeming the time, just like God says. But one of the things you can do is come support us. So when we get deplatformed, you could still see our content if you appreciate it. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put an HDBT in a member field, get a sweet mug like the ones behind me that I still haven't fixed and arranged neatly. And you get tons of other benefits, but most of all, you'll be proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus. You'll be helping us proclaim it on our platform. This show is brought to you by Samaritan Ministries. Let's be honest, talking about health insurance is not something that anyone really likes to do. It can be confusing with a lot of jargon. Plus, who really knows what is actually going to take care of you? No, let me start that over. Plus, who really knows what it's actually going to take care of? That's why Samaritan Ministries is a healthcare option you should consider. It's not insurance. It's Christians sharing healthcare costs and encouraging one another when there's a medical need. That's really cool. I like that. Samaritan members know that when an illness or injury happens, fellow members have their backs. Here's how it works. There's no network restrictions. You choose your doctor, your hospital, and pharmacy. Send your medical bills to Samaritan's Ministries. They notify other members to send you money to help you pay your shareable bills, which in some cases could include therapeutic massage and alternative medical practices. Samaritan members send a fixed amount every month directly to another member, and the cost for one person could be as low as $75 a month. You can join Samaritan Ministries any time of year. Why not today? Learn more at SamaritanMinistries.org. SamaritanMinistries.org. So we're experiencing a Democratic coup. And I don't know what to do for every scenario that's coming. But I know that as for me, I am going to resist. And I don't know what that looks like. First, it's going to be backing Trump as he takes things to the court. It's going to be backing Trump with his fight. It's going to be encouraging him and those around him. And I hope you do too. Because this is going to be as much a political and supporting the fight about and needing support as anything else. As with every political battle. And what the Democrats are trying to do is infuriating to me. It is treason. It is treason. When you try to manipulate the election against the American people's will, when you are attacking the integrity of the election process, you're committing treason. You are trying to create an alternate form of governance. You are trying to alter the building blocks of the United States, and you should be treated as someone who's committing treason. And just imagine how good the next election would be, how accurate it would be, how accurate the polls would be, how accurate the counts would be if This time, people were held to account for their treason. I guarantee you we would not have the problems that we are seeing in the past elections of needing recounts, of seeing all this cheating that's going on, and all of this good stuff. Matt, what are you talking about? Well, let's get into it. I'm going to share my screen that I just closed out of so that I couldn't have a smooth segue. This article is fantastic. It's from The Federalist, as you can see. And right in the picture is showing Michigan. And in the picture, it is absolutely shocking, guys. Absolutely shocking. And it talks about it a little bit in the article, but I just wanted to kind of play this out. This article, you can look it up. It's thefederalist.com. Yes, Democrats are trying to steal the election in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, which I personally believe all three of those states, including Arizona, including Georgia, including North Carolina, those are all states that Trump wins. If you remove the cheating, if you remove the election tampering, the vote manipulation, the Democratic coup, he would win them all. But what you have here in these pictures is a before picture of Donald Trump having 2.2 million and change votes. And then below it, you have Joe Biden underneath with 1.992 and change votes. And then on the right side, you have Donald Trump with the same amount of votes. But you have Joe Biden increasing from one of the vote dumps to 2.130 and some change million votes. And this has happened twice, not just in Michigan, like this picture is showing, but in Wisconsin too. And this is what happened, guys. This is insane. This is insane. Can you tell I'm a little worked up? Guys, our country's getting thrown down the tubes and we're just handing it over if we don't fight back. But this is what happened. There were two instances, not one, but two, where all the ballots in the ballot dump, in the vote dump, two times went 100% to Joe Biden in two hotly contested swing states of over 120 something thousand votes. Over 120,000 something votes, 100% went to Joe Biden. Not one vote in that group went to Trump. Does that sit right with you? Do you feel good about handing over the country to be restructured, to be transformed, Barack Obama said in his inaugurational speech? When this stuff is going on, do you feel comfortable just letting it be and coming together and reconciling like Joe Biden's speech is? And you know what? I was listening to Joe Biden talk yesterday and his speech. You know what he was not emphasizing? The Electoral College. You know what he was emphasizing? The popular vote again. Which makes me believe, and I could be wrong, that he knows they lost the Electoral College vote, which means they lost the election. And when Trump is going to stand up and fight, he's sending Mayor Giuliani to Pennsylvania. He's calling for a recount in Wisconsin. He knows that these shenanigans will not stand. And so they're emphasizing the electoral vote. I mean, they're emphasizing the popular vote and ignoring the electoral vote. If you remember after election night, we went to bed looking like these swing states were looking pretty good. But then late in the morning or early in the morning, late in the night, the weirdest thing happened in both Michigan and Wisconsin. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm highlighting it right now. Vote dumps early Wednesday morning showed 100% of the votes going for Biden and literally 0% to Trump. In Michigan, Biden somehow got 138,339 votes and none went to Donald Trump. None. And you know what's even the bigger kicker by this? And this is, guys, why you need to support us at the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. That's why I'm so thankful for the groups of people who have signed up this last couple weeks. I appreciate you guys so much. Twitter censored anyone who brought this up. Sean Davis, blue checkmark, got censored for pointing out the shenanigans of Michigan and Wisconsin. Just asking the questions, just comparing the before and after data. And Twitter is banning everything that has to do with this. If this wasn't shenanigans, if this wasn't treason, democratic treason, why would Twitter care? Why would Twitter not? Why would Twitter block this? It's absolutely disgusting. And Twitter started blocking Donald Trump too. On election night. On this, at the time where there's uncertainty, where the battle is forming, and I mean battle in every sense of the word, it is getting to this point. There's already riots in D.C. I heard New York police officers are being reported for riot gear. Probably don't hear about that on the media. It's probably those Trump supporters that are the ones rioting, right? Trump supporters. Matt Walsh tried to share this. He's blocked. Later on, BuzzFeed reported that where the result of data error, this was data error, guys, it happened twice, data error happened twice, is that they actually accidentally added a zero to Trump. They actually added a zero. And they're looking into it and ingesting the problem. And they're trying to figure out and investigating it. They said ingested. It's really weird. Guys, let me tell you some things. One time this happening is not an accident. It's not an accident. Being someone from the data field, if I saw at something as important as this that could change the state's election, it could change and misrepresent the real vote of millions of people. So remember, Biden's not winning by 100,000 votes in Michigan. He's not winning by 100,000 votes in Wisconsin from when I'm recording this. When you have this responsibility on your shoulders and you see something like this, if you were being honest, if you were being honest and you saw 100% of the votes going to one party or the other, you know that's fraud. You know that's not real. You know that's fake. And you know that as the person dropping those ballots off. You know that as the person entering the data. And they're both culpable. And you're both being treasonous. To have it happen in two states at the same time, in the same night, in the same way, that's just double treason. That's just double democratic treason. And these people need to be tried as people committing treason. They're traitors. They are not on our side. They don't deserve to be citizens of the United States. They're destroying our country. They're destroying our country. To have it happen twice with no one having reservations, second guessing, and just putting in the data and waiting to be caught is irresponsible. It's criminal. And they should be charged as committing treason. I mean this with every ounce of my bone. And we better start getting tough on this stuff or it's going to continue. You incentivize the things you don't discipline. I know it seems backwards. You incentivize it. When you let them get away with this over and over again, you didn't think this happened in 2016. You don't think this happened in 2012. You don't think this happened earlier and earlier and earlier. You're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. People don't just get this bold where they can cheat like this out blatantly when everyone's watching. They don't do this stuff unless they thought they could get away with it. And they think they can get away with it because there's a pattern of it. It's because they got comfortable with it, because they've been doing it and getting away with it. And no one has had the balls to challenge them on this until Donald Trump. There is a county, Antrim County, and this is in Michigan, where Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 30 points in 2016. Initial vote totals were showing Biden ahead of Trump by 29 points. That's a 60-point swing. That's not accurate. This article says the result can't possibly be accurate, as plenty of journalists noted. After the strange results, election officials in Antrim County said they were investigating what they called skewed results, quote unquote. They're looking at the election software. In Wisconsin, the other data dump, the same thing that we were talking about in Michigan, the same thing that we talked about earlier, he overcame a 4.1 swing in the middle of the night, thanks to a 100% vote. You can see these graphs by Andy Swain, at A Andy Swain. I'm going to say Swain, that sounds better. A-N-D-Y-S-W-A-N, at Andy Swain. The only thing we did on election day was tell them how many votes they needed on election day. And here you go. You can see this on the graph. You see both graphs, one of Wisconsin, one of Michigan, where the trend, you see the trend, it's smooth, it's making sense. You see how Donald Trump is winning. He's taking off in Wisconsin. He's taking off in Michigan. And then there's these lines straight up. Straight up. This is obviously false. And they yet published it. And they yet went along with it. And were waiting for someone to challenge it, hoping they could get away with it, confident that they could get away with it. And yet we have the news media not even bringing this up and calling Wisconsin for Biden. How can we accept elections with obvious data skews like this? The exact same thing, the exact same thing at the two most important states in this election, arguably, depending on what happens with some other states that are full of cheating. In Pennsylvania, the Democrat scheme to steal the election is a bit different. Rather than vote dumps that impossibly go 100% to Biden, Pennsylvania is relying on the Democratic Secretary of State's plan to count indisputably late mail-in ballots as though they were received on election day, even if they have no postmark. Now, I don't know, in isolation, if you are comfortable with ballots being counted no matter when they were sent in. I personally don't. I feel that you should abide by the law, for one. Two, have an election day be an election day. If it was postmarked and it's delivered 3 or 4 days after, that's not your problem. You got it in on time. Those should be counted. But when there's no postmark, and there's so many more shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania, it's absolutely insane. The Supreme Court basically rewrote all the laws. But not taking it out of this isolated incident of Pennsylvania, going back to Michigan and Wisconsin, as we can see on this graph, what could go wrong when counting indefinite amounts of votes, no matter when they were postmarked, and just blending them in with the ballots that did come in on time and legally? What can go wrong? Why not have 1,000% increase for Biden and 0% for Donald Trump? If they're doing it in Wisconsin, if they're doing it in Michigan, why not Pennsylvania? Why not Arizona? I hear Maricopa County has a lot of fraud going on right now. Why not Nevada? Oh, you know what's funny is I do not ever remember voting and the tallying to just decide to stop. Yeah, we're going to stop for a little bit. Nevada decided we're not going to show any results until tomorrow, 2 days after the election. We're going to just stop showing and updating the tallies. Yeah, nothing to go wrong here, guys. Nothing at all. Trump just is leading in all these swing states and going to take the Electoral College. And then we just decide to pause all together, all at the same time. Definitely no collusion. Definitely no behind the scenes working. No behind the scenes collusion of any kind, guys. And then when you guys are all asleep at 4 a.m, somehow Biden overcame 4.1% swing leads. And, oh, we're not going to show anything until later. So then we can decide if we really need to cheat here or not, or if we don't need to or not, depending on what other states do. This is a shell game. This is a coup. This is a democratic coup, and we better not stand for it, guys. We better not stand for it. What should we do, Matt? I hear that a lot. What should we do? Well, I don't know what we do in every possible situation that comes, but I know what we do right now is we back Donald Trump when he goes and asks for that recount in Wisconsin. We back him when he's going to the Supreme Court. We are doing what the Democrats do and putting pressure on the Supreme Court to do what is right. That's what we do right now. And then when that doesn't work, or if that doesn't work, I pray that it does, then we make other decisions. We make the strategic decisions, but what we don't do is capitulate. What we don't do is become squish. What we don't do is bury our treasure and let just these people steal away what God has given us in this country, which is our say and how it's run. We don't just give it away. Not today, not tomorrow. We're not going to stand for it. We're going to fight. The days of squished conservatives is gone. The day of silent majorities is gone. That was yesterday. That is not today, and that is not going to be tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God.